Hi, this is Mike, a simple man who hopes that something you hear me say today will touch your heart and stir your soul. Let me be frank. The answers to the problems facing our nation and world will not be solved by any of our political parties or politicians. These issues are spiritual in nature and beyond the ability of mere mortal men and women to rectify. Unfortunately, far too many of our religious leaders have failed to properly guide us or defend God's truth. Unless and until they do so, and unless we surrender our wills to our almighty and loving Creator and Lord, evil will roam the face of this earth. My comments are not a political attack, though some will treat them as such. It is simply an attempt by a simple man to stand up and defend the truth, since too few of those charged with such obligation have been willing to do so. It pains me to say these things, but far less than the silence of so many of our cardinals, bishops, and priests offends our loving Lord and jeopardizes the salvation of souls. Did you notice their silence and or inaction when a presidential candidate issued an ultimatum that our churches and all who profess to be Christian must abandon their deeply held religious beliefs on such intrinsic evils as abortion, contraception, and the nature of marriage? We must, she commanded, reject God's law, acquiesce to those promulgated by mere humans, and thereby promote a culture of death. Or when she and her party insisted we must use taxpayer dollars to provide abortions and to fund Planned Parenthood's insatiable appetite to kill and sell aborted body parts? Or when politicians and government officials of all political parties, claiming to be Catholic, obstinately persist in advocating and supporting public policies contrary to God's law and church teaching, even after being advised by their bishops of their era? When so many of our bishops and priests refuse to withhold the sacred species from such offending public figures and thereby become facilitators and accomplices to such sacrilege and sin? Or when an entire parish is reported to have given a standing ovation to one of their Catholic politician parishioners, professing to be personally opposed to intrinsic evil, but who has consistently supported legislation and public policies contrary to God's law? Let there be no doubt, when these things occur, you know there has been a failure of spiritual leadership and catechesis, as well as an absence of zeal for the salvation of souls. On the other hand, look how quickly certain cardinals, bishops, and priests publicly criticized the suggestion of Cardinal Robert Serra, prefect of the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments, the man charged by Pope Francis to fully implement the authentic reform of the liturgy intended by Vatican II, that as many parishes as possible return to the long-standing and never intended to be abandoned posture of celebrating portions of the Mass, facing the Lord, not the people. Such contrasting responses speak volumes. When you read the advice St. Catherine of Siena gave to the Cardinal of Ostia more than 600 years ago, you can imagine what she would actually advise our cardinals, bishops, and priests today. This is what she said then. I wish you to be occupied with nothing but loving God, saving souls, and serving the sweet spouse of Christ. Act manfully. If you have to lay down your life, do it. Oh, how we miss her fearless and courageous voice and witness. Since she no longer walks this earth, other simple folk must step up to the plate. Ask for the courage to defend truth. Let there be no mistake. This is spiritual combat. Arm yourself with prayer and fasting. Thank you for listening. God bless you, my friends. St. Dominic, pray for us. St. Catherine of Siena, pray for us. St. Mary Magdalene, pray for us.